Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Kitty Thorson. Former Wisconsin Governors Jim Doyle and Scott Walker don't agree on much, but they are joining together to call for people to get the COVID-19 vaccine in a new public service television advertisement released today. The spot, produced by UW Health, features the Republican Walker placing a Zoom call to Doyle, a Democrat. In the spot, Walker asked Doyle to do an ad with him promoting vaccination, and Doyle quips, "That may be the best idea you've ever had." As of Wednesday, nearly 49% of Wisconsin residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Just over 43% are fully vaccinated. The Wisconsin Senate approved Republican-backed bills that would create new hurdles for the elderly and disabled to cast absentee ballots, limit the number and location of ballot drop boxes, and impose new penalties for violating election law. All of the measures are almost certain to be vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has said he opposes anything that makes it more difficult to vote. The proposals are among more than a dozen election-related changes that Republicans are pushing this year after former President Donald Trump's narrow defeat in Wisconsin. Waterfowl hunters have been asking Wisconsin lawmakers to raise the price on the duck stamp for the last 10 years. It appears to finally be happening. The Wisconsin DNR has been selling waterfowl stamps for more than 40 years. Each year, sales from the stamps generates hundreds of thousands of dollars for habitat management, restoration, education, and research projects.
It's a great program in that the duck stamp fee actually doubles in what we get in projects. However, after all the years of no increase, cost of inflation and stuff, we're seeing a lesser bang for our buck because the duck stamp hasn't been increased.
Former Wisconsin Conservation Congress Chair Larry Bondi was one of many people working for the better part of the last decade to get the Wisconsin legislature to increase the cost of the duck stamp. Since 1997, the price of the stamp has been at $7. By increasing that price by $5, Bondi believes the DNR will be able to fill all the project funding requests that come in.
These wetland projects are just incredible for anybody who's a bird lover, bird watcher, watching the migratory waterfowl use them. Trappers benefit from it. So there's a lot of people who purchase these waterfowl, this duck stamp, that aren't really waterfowl hunters, but they realize the good in it. So it also offers an opportunity for the non-consumptive user, who may be a birder, to buy this stamp and be a contributor to something that really enhances the resource for all Wisconsinites.
The Joint Finance Committee voted to include the $5 increase in the next state budget. There's still a lot that needs to happen for it to pass, including a full Assembly and Senate vote and be approved by Governor Tony Evers. But Bondi is hopeful.
Well, the sporting groups that all were part of this coalition to make this happen this year worked extremely hard to have Governor Evers have it in part of his budget. So when you see the Joint Finance put something that was already in the governor's budget back into the budget when they essentially create a new one, we feel we have an extremely good opportunity to make it go this time around.
The Joint Finance Committee is still working on budget items. It's not expected to go to the full legislature for a vote until later this summer. The Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce is getting nearly $40,000 to help with its destination branding campaign. It recently got a joint effort marketing grant from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Chamber Executive Director Lauren Sackett says the chamber has been working on rebranding for about 2 years. This grant will help cover the cost of another survey and task force.
Now, even with the pandemic, it's a good time to take a look at what we're doing and try to come out even stronger going forward. 5-10 years down the road.
Through the rebranding, the Chamber is working to bring more people to the area. Sackett says she's excited for the first big weekend of events this Saturday. The Chamber is bringing back Art on the Courthouse Lawn and the second Saturday in June car show, all events that didn't happen last year because of the pandemic.
Our art fair currently has over 60 vendors that'll be filling almost 100 booth spaces on the Courthouse Lawn and Davenport Street. The street behind the courthouse, Baird Avenue, we are welcoming back the car show again. And they have a cap of 140 cars, and we're approaching that cap. So you can expect to see 140 cars.
Downtown Rhinelander Incorporated is also hosting Bikes and Burgers downtown. There's a motorcycle show, and downtown businesses will have burger specials. That runs from 10 until 2. The car show and art fair are from 9 to 3. Merrill's Wine and Breader Shoe Company will make a major expansion, opening a much larger facility a few blocks from its current factory. The company manufactures shoes and boots sold under the Thorogood brand. Weinbrenner simply can't keep up with surging demand for its products, says President Jeff Burns. He says the factories need to modernize.
The building here we've been in since 1936, and the building in Marshfield we've been in since 1935. So it's not really the most conducive layout to a modern factory. So that's why we're investing in new buildings to be able to lay out the production in the most efficient way.
The Merrell expansion should be operating by next February. Through the pandemic, some American companies have slowed production or laid off workers. Find out why Weinbrenner went the other direction on this week's Employed, coming up at 5:44 on WXPR. Currently 85 degrees in Rhinelander, getting up to 90 degrees today. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.